Lindsay and Whipper.
Welcome to the podcast. Big show today, huge show. Unfortunately, a lady has passed away, but she's given birth to 69 kids.
Good effort.
That's unbelievable, yeah. Tom. How many kids are you thinking about having with your wife?
At least 6 or 7.
Wow. You grew up in Frankston. Now, that is in Victoria.
Yes.
It's beachside in Victoria.
It is.
Mm. And I believe quite early on you were fairly active with the Frankston community. There could be other kids out there.
Yeah. And 6 kids in Frankston is known as a gang, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Apex gang?
Yeah. No, you're right. I was a member of the Apex gang and you've just outed me.
69 kids.
69 children.
That's what you're aiming for.
No, I don't want 69.
You're going to have to get busy, boy.
Tom, that means you need to get intimate with your wife at least 6 times. That's not going to happen.
That won't happen. Yeah. Mission impossible.
I spoke to her over the week and there's no chance that's going to happen.
Why does it not work?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
What's word of the day, mate?
Maniacal.
You've done maniacal.
No, he doesn't. He's never done
and
maniacal.
And I reckon Fitz knows the answer to this.
Maniacal.
Yeah.
Isn't it insuperfluous?
Mate, don't try and one-up me.
Yeah.
Maniacal. It's like of no substance.
No.
Waste of time.
Maniacal.
Nope.
No impact.
Nope.
What is it?
Excessive enthusiasm or excitement.
Right.
He had a maniacal grin on his face.
Oh, so you could say it's a shame your wife isn't maniacal about you in the bedroom.
Oh. Yeah, you could probably put that.
Could I put that in?
Because there's nothing else going in.
Coming up next, my stuff.
Let's celebrate the old Snapchat. Bang! We know that it floated last week onto the market at $25 billion or something ridiculous. I could have understated that. I'm not sure. Spiegel. Is it Kevin?
Evan.
Evan.
Oh, man.
As if I know his name, Sam, but I love the fact that I went with Kevin.
Worse.
Well, not far from Evan.
True.
I mean, God, it's not the first time I'm sure he's been called Kevin. Spiegel.
I mean, he's a nerd. He's a Silicon Valley nerd, isn't he?
Yeah.
It just astounds me how obvious it is that, you know, that he's hooking up with Miranda Kerr. Like, it makes me think, come on, Miranda.
You're better than that.
That bloke in everyday life.
Hang on.
You wouldn't look twice at him,
not for 1 second.
He's worth $5 billion.
Yeah, that's the thing, though,
so you're attracted to money.
Oh, okay, Miranda Kerr's really going for a deeper connection.
Oh.
Look at the people she's hooked up with in the past. There
James
is one
Packer.
Level
Orlando
to Blaine's that girl.
A good-looking guy.
James Packer. Justin
well,
Bieber?
Is that
Were we
confirmed?
Going there for the personality?
Yeah, I'd confirm with James Packer?
I'd confirm it, yeah.
Mate, Orlando Bloom's a good-looking guy. He's one of the hottest guys in the planet.
And he was incredibly wealthy.
I agree with you, Fitzy.
No, he wasn't.
Miranda Kerr goes along for a dinner. She says hello to the people she knows. If she sees this guy down the other end of the table, Kevin Spiegel, and doesn't know what he does she go out of her way to meet him?
Never.
No.
And then someone says that guy's worth $5 billion, and suddenly she's at the other end of the table small talk.
But not just a Silicon Valley nerd, a creeper. Like, if you think what Snapchat was before it was mainstream and popular, he's come up with an app where you can send a shot and then it just deletes itself magically.
Because originally that was the sort of reputation of Snapchat, wasn't it? Here's a way you can send a sneaky.
Yeah.
Well, it was. Oh. And now all it is about changing your face, and the kids are using it. Families use it.
A couple of great stories out of this float that happened in the US. One, it was the Aussie businessman. He's a venture partner, venture capitalist. Back in 2012, right, him and his team stumped up $641,000 and banged it into Snapchat. It's now worth $2 billion.
That's an amazing story.
Not a bad investment.
Well, it always makes me think, though, these guys, though, with startup apps, there's so many out there. How much money has he lost before he hit the jackpot with Snapchat?
Yeah. How many Snapchats has he invested in? But for a lot of people like this, they just get their scattergun and shoot money at all these startups, knowing if one of them comes off, I've had a big win here.
Yeah.
He got into it because he saw his daughter using the app, back in 2011, when the app first came out. There was another guy too. He was a principal at the school. This was a story that was floating around. Have a listen to what he had to say.
My daughter said, "Hey, Dad, have you seen this app? It's called Snapchat. It's one of the most popular apps in high school." And I asked them a little bit about the app and what it did. And they showed me some examples. And I asked them how often they used it. And my daughter said, "Well, you know, I used to use it 5 times a day. Now I use it 30 times a day." Just so happens that her high school you know, ended up being early adopters of the app.
So as the principal, he went to the teachers, to the other parents and said, guys, what do you think if we get a little bit of money together? I don't know if these figures work. This is what the viral video says. He got the parent committee to chuck in $15,000 back in 2012. It floated and it was worth 24 mil.
So how do you get involved? Is that like a GoFundMe page?
No, I don't know.
Is it a crowdsourcing?
You'd have to, I don't know how you get into Snapchat. How would you do that?
Well, that's the and only $15,000. It would have to be a crowdsourcing, wouldn't it?
What do you mean? Which part?
Well, not just any teacher can get $15,000
for the parents. Yeah, send a note home.
Oh, very well.
Hey guys, thinking about having a punt. The kids are using this. Who's in? It's your standard note to get home. By the way, school camp leaves Wednesday.
It's a great effort.
This is great. Sign of the times. Beauty and the Beast to make a Disney hit. The watershed gay moment will be part of the story in the remake of Beauty and the Beast. Does that make any sense what I just said? I read a title off this page here, but then I realised I didn't know what I was talking about.
Is this the movie with Emma Watson?
Yes, Hermione
from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's very beautiful.
Let's go into this.
What movie did she just knock back and it went really well? Emma Stone.
La La Land. Yeah, but she also knocked back 50 Shades, so I think she makes some good choices
Wait up. Emma Stone just won an Oscar.
Yeah, I know.
That's a doozy. She knocked it back first.
Well, she didn't knock it back. I think they did, didn't they? Because she was being too demanding.
Oh, okay. Mm. Got you.
Yeah, sure.
Don't do that.
Let's get back onto this, guys. This is fascinating. Le Fur, is that their name? I mean, you know a bit of Beauty and the Beast.
I do, but with your pronunciation, this could be anyone.
It was the sidekick to the film's antagonist, Gaston.
Yeah, so Gaston is the baddie who wants to win over Belle's heart. And like all baddies in Disney films, they always have a sidekick.
Right.
And the one that you've mispronounced is his sidekick.
Le Fleur. Yeah. That'll do. Yeah. There's a small subplot, apparently, where he comes to terms with his sexuality. Le Fleur is someone who on one day wants to be with Gaston, but on another day, as a friend, he wants to kiss him. He's confused about what he wants. He sometimes takes him a while to realise he has feelings.
Is this in the original book?
I don't think so. You know what's interesting, though? The story goes on to talk about other gay characters that we really haven't paid attention to in the wonderful world of Disney and children's shows. Twinkie Winkie from the Teletubbies apparently was gay.
Which one was that, though?
He was the purple one, which apparently is the gay colour.
But Teletubbies aren't Disney.
No, they're not. They're just kids' shows, mate.
Yeah.
So what we've got here, the evidence. Twinkie Winkie, whose voice was obviously that of a boy, carries a handbag and the antenna is shaped like a triangle on his head, and that's the gay pride symbol.
Well, wasn't that one a girl?
You don't have to be gay to have a handbag. There's a lot of men out there who have man bags.
Definitely. You're spot on, mate.
So where are they getting that from?
It's just what they're going with.
And wasn't the triangle on the head to symbolise women? Isn't that one a chick?
Oh.
Is a triangle symbolising a woman?
The map of...
Tassie. Oh. Dumbledore apparently was gay as well for Harry Potter fans.
Yes.
Was he?
Well,
he'd struggle to pick up a girl, I think.
He's the guy with the beard, yeah? Big beard?
Yeah, he was the headmaster and he was the big wizard.
You were Dumbledore. You've been called Dumbledore.
Huh?
No, just at work. Dumb.
Why would I be called Dumbledore, mate? Because I've never seen the show, so I don't understand the reference
actor,
to Dumbledore.
You look a bit like the actor
Isn't
who plays
Isn't he 500
Dumbledore.
Years old?
Yes.
Doesn't he look 80 years
old? The
first
one actually died after the first film. They had to replace him. So the first film has a different actor.
What about this one? What have we got here? Noddy and Toyland. Apparently Noddy and Big Ears were together, which was cute. They shared a bed and lived together, but nobody actually pointed out the fact that they could have been in a relationship.
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie's on the list,
questionable.
Mate.
Yep.
Well, they were always in the bath together.
Yeah.
They shared a bedroom too, Sarah.
They
says
fully,
here on the list.
Fully grown men.
Yeah, in the bath.
Like, I mean, I love my mates, without a doubt, but I wouldn't crack open a beer and say, let's go and have a bath.
I mean, should we have a
talk about the footy on the weekend?
Forget the team swim. Have you guys considered a team bath?
With the rubber ducky.
Yeah, with the rubber ducky. Bath or?
What about this one? Captain Pugwash. I never thought about this. Captain Pugwash. There was a few other characters in the show. Captain Pugwash is apparent. Pugwash, the term, is apparently a slang sexual term. There was also Master Bates, who was part of the show. And because he was a pirate, there was Seaman Staines, who was another character on the show. He was in a close relationship with Roger, the cabin boy.
Well, that's just a joke.
I didn't know that was in Pugwash.
Are you sure this is the kids' version? You didn't pick up the adult film version?
This is a great thing about being a kid and then being an adult.
Captain Feathersword is questionable as well.
Really?
If you're walking around with a sword that's made out of feathers...
What are you doing with your sword?
Tickling people.
And there was also... There was a guy in the Wiggles called Admiral Goodbloke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was Goodbloke doing?
He used to rock up, just tell a joke, and everyone would just put their thumbs up and go, "You're a good bloke, Admiral Goodbloke." And then he'd walk off.
And then Feathersword would turn up and they'd do a dance and the next thing you know, see... A very important topic this morning we must discuss because it was leading news over the weekend. Carl Stefanovic's hair. Has he had any hair transplants?
Look, that was a story over the weekend, wasn't it?
Massive. Everywhere.
Carlos is getting spanked at the moment, isn't he?
How can you tell, though, if someone has plugs or not?
Well, Fairfax, who was this? The Sydney Morning Herald subtly claimed that there'd been a transplant a few years ago to cover the thinning on top at the front and the back.
Because, see, I think you can notice when they first get them put in because they actually look like plugs, but then they grow over and then it's harder to see later on.
So are plugs and transplants the same thing, or is a transplant like I'll take a bit of hair from your back or something and whack it on your head?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. No, well...
They take it out of the side of your head or where it's a more... Trust me, I've looked into it.
Sure.
Where it's a more volumeful part of your hair and they plug it into the top. That will then grow out, fall out, but regenerate and re-energize that hair follicle, which will then start to grow its own hair.
So it will be original.
Yeah.
That's quite clever.
Wow. That's very clever.
How much is the operation?
It is violently expensive. Because if you think about how much hair you have, you only do it in little pockets. Trust me, again, I've looked into it.
Yeah,
so tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars to do a full head of hair.
Wow. Well, you might need a full head.
Well, that's
you?
Why I mean, they suggest you do it in transition. So whilst it's falling out, you put it in as hopefully people don't notice. That's the biggest way to know, Sarah, is you just look at him and go, you definitely have more hair than you did 5 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So, okay, Degree, you're probably a little bit balder than I am, just a little bit, and we're both at the front. So we would both just get hair from the back and just put it at the front.
Fitzy, aren't you bald by choice, though? I can see where your hair would be.
Yeah, no, but see, I've
be
got...
wispy.
If I grew it longer, when I grow it longer, that's when you notice that I am more bald because it's very wispy at the front and there's not much at the front.
Right.
And I've got the old airway strip going up on both sides.
I don't think Steffo has had anything done. Doesn't matter if he does, but his hair has looked the same forever.
Mm.
I would suggest he's on the old magic blue pill, the old Propecia, and therefore it's just stopped his hair falling out. Because I think, Matty, you were saying there was a bit of a bald patch at the back.
Yeah, I went to the footy show years ago, just before you remember he did his Logies kind of moment where he's a bit hungover. And before then, he wasn't quite as cool. And he was at the footy show that day, and so no one really paid too much attention. And they zoomed in on the back of his head as a bit of a gag, and there was a big bald spot there. Mm. And that bald spot is gone. And the only way that bald spot would go is if he had a little bit of work.
How do you know it's gone, though? Because you don't really get many photos of celebrities with the back of their head or the top of their head. Do you know what I've noticed a couple of times in photos that we've had in here? That I've got a little bit of a bald... It's a little bit wispy at the back as well, that I had no idea I had.
But you would never notice that on you because it's shaved.
Would have no idea.
Do you know the other thing that they use, and I've seen it on certain celebrities, I'm not sure if I should name the person we saw it on, Fitzy.
Do it.
But they use like a little tub of fibrous parts which come in sort of a salt shaker and they just shake it out onto the back of your head.
Like a spray can.
Yeah, it's like that, Sarah. So it's just the tiny little fibres that just match the colour of your hair and then you just wash them out at the end of the day. But for that moment, and if you're on TV, you can't actually see that they're balding.
Do you know what, though? The other thing as well, with the people that are closest to you in your life, and I never understand this, when you are bald, you've accepted that you are bald, is that moment where you decide to go with a wig and you never look back.
I know.
Because I just think it's so noticeable, sir.
Yeah,
wigs
it would
are.
Be.
There's some good wigs out there. Like, I watched a YouTube clip the other day and this guy had a wig and you stick it on and it lasts for 10 days.
Is that the one at the front?
Yeah, he sticks it on the front. It goes all the way back. It lasts for 10 days. You go swimming, you shower with it, you live with this wig on.
Yeah, but
wouldn't that
and
hurt
there's no
the glue?
Issue. No, I don't believe so. It looked amazing. I'm going to get one for you, Fitz.
Yeah. No, the hair looks like that on a Barbie doll or something. It's got that shine to it that's not entirely natural.
I agree with you,
sir. All right, 13, 24, 10 if you're getting around with a wig on right now. now well, and no one's picked you up on it.
It is important, though, especially in TV land. Yep. I've had a manager or potential manager yep. say, if you want to work in TV, you need to get hair plugs.
That's rubbish.
You will never get a job in TV.
What about the guy downstairs on level 3? And he has had his hair tattooed onto his head.
Yes.
So
Pacey.
Pacey. So all that is just black dots, right, tattooed all over his head. Yeah. So it looks like he's shaved his head because he wants to have that shaved head look.
And it doesn't look too bad.
It looks a bit like what Fitz has.
It does look a bit like Fitz's hair.
Have you got tattoos?
No, I don't. I just have the shave. But also, you don't have to be wearing a wig mm-hmm. yourself. I want to hear from people, like if your dad's worn a wig.
Yeah, getting around with a wig on.
And now I mean, what does the family think about it? It's a tough one because, you know, I used to have mm-hmm. Uncles when you go for Christmas that would wear yep. wigs and you'd snigger in the background. You know, by the end of the day, after you'd had a few too many cans, you'd throw stuff at the wig and yep. try to dislodge it.
Shells your wig. We love this man. He's a friend of the show. Muhammad, hello, buddy.
Fellas, how we going?
Big Moe. Now, Big Moe, we heard that it, like, costs tens of thousands of dollars to get hair transplants, but you've got another option for us.
Boys, you know me. I've always got a way around things to get cheaper.
yep. What can you tell us, mate?
A few of my mates have gone to Turkey and done the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a holiday, you know, so it cost them overall about $2,000 to $3,000.
What, hair transplants for $2,000 over in Turkey?
Mate, they take it out of the back, put it in the front, give it a couple of months and you have a full head of hair.
Yeah, no way. Mate, that's like getting a tattoo in Thailand, mate. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it.
No, trust me, these doctors are better than some doctors here. They're pretty good over there.
So, Muhammad, you go over to Turkey, you get a hair transplant, you get a tan, you come home, nobody knows a thing.
Mate, you stay at the Hilton, you get your hair transplant, you lie on the bed there. Happy days.
Yeah. Good on you, Big Mo.
Dodgy Mo.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, mate. Crowdfunding pages. A lot of people wouldn't even know about it, but I mean, usually it's for charities.
Yeah, Kickstarter's a big one.
Kickstarter is a big one. GoFundMe is yep, also GoFundMe. Another one. But also people use it, charities are a big one, but also mm-hmm. if you've got an idea, if you've got a new invention and you need people to give you a coin,
yep.
you can go actually put money in there. You did that with that razor, that titanium razor.
Yeah, it was a sapphire blade I wanted to buy and I spent $350 on one shaver. Unfortunately, the concept did not get off the ground. That's
but
cool.
But you know what? There's people out there that are addicted to these crowdfunding pages there, and there's people that trawl through them and they just donate money and they remain anonymous.
It's a great idea because it's just like passing the hat around, but you can do it on the internet.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
good
you're doing.
Support.
To say, hang on a minute, here's something I want to do. Who wants to chuck in a dollar? Mm. How many generous hearts are there out there?
Nikki Smith didn't really know about crowdfunding pages, and someone told her about it and she said, awesome, this is great. I'm going to set one up to try to get my family, my two daughters, and my husband to Disney World.
Hmm?
Yeah, she's
what
not
for?
Doing it too tough. She's got a job. The husband's working as well.
It's not really the intention of the service, is it?
Well, see, this is the funny thing, because I read this story, Mum crowdfunded for a family holiday to Disney World, and I'm thinking, well, gosh, she's raised the money.
Mm-hmm.
But she actually put it up, Sarah, and within 2 days... it was shared more than 18,000 times on Facebook, and after 2 days she had to shut it down because she was getting death threats. People were saying, you're taking the absolute P-I-S-S here, pure cheek from you, woman. This is ridiculous. This just ruins the actual purpose of the page. There should be an admin who monitors this whole thing.
It's not that bad. I mean, there was a guy recently, and it was a similar situation, Fitz. He just wanted a holiday around the world, so he put his hand up, made a little page, said, who wants to donate to my trip? And people gave him money.
Yeah, but see, could there be a lot of dodgy ones where people are just putting stuff up saying that they're sick?
Got a sick
and
grandma.
People are donating to these.
Granny needs an operation.
Anyway, she took it down after 2 days because she was getting hounded, Sarah, on social media.
Thing.
And she said, I've done the wrong thing. She took it down. And I'm thinking, well, she had a target of $5,000. No, actually, it was $8,000 because it was £5,000. She only collected $15.
Oh, dear.
That was her friends.
But you know what I want to know? This is the thing I want to know. Mm. Who were the three people that donated there was three people that donated $5 each.
It was probably her just trying to get the ball rolling.
Who was the person going on there going, you know what? She's dreamt of always taking the kids to Disney.
$5. This won't even get you a coffee.
I had an idea for this show a while ago that never got off the ground. I don't know if I told you about this, but really behind the scenes it was a way for us to own our own private island. So what we would do, we'd find an island, get the cash up front and go and buy the island. Okay, and then we would organise a concert where the tickets were $150. We'd organise a festival on the island, get Guy Sebastian to play a couple of songs, right? So that basically pays the money back for what we've had to cough up for the island. Guy finishes playing, everybody goes home. What are we left with?
Wait a bit, how do you get to the island? It's not like...
I'm pretending to smoke a cigarette like I've successfully come up with a way of owning a private island.
Even if you did a festival in the Domain and you sold tickets for that much, you're not going to get that back.
We can't own the Domain, though.
This is the guy who also wanted to buy... Remember when you made me investigate buying a house in Detroit for you? Because they were selling for a dollar?
Yep.
Your ideas aren't always my favourite. That's all I'm saying.
We were going to give away a house.
What a waste of the legal team's house. Time.
I'm going to start up a crowdfunding page for a new partner on air, I reckon.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting.
Okay, it's simple. I mean, if you've seen a big name celebrity doing something completely normal, 13, 24, 10, give us a call because we have got tickets to Jerry Seinfeld, and due to overwhelming demand, Jerry is actually putting on another show in Sydney on Thursday, 10th of August at Kudos Bank Arena. This will sell out pretty quickly. Tickets go on sale at midday today from tickettech.com.au, but we've got two tickets in our hands.
All right, Linda and Parramatta, who did you see?
I saw Kevin Rudd changing a nappy in Noosa.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Firstly, are you calling while you're on the toilet, Linda?
No.
Great to be in your bathroom with you.
So, Linda, so that obviously was a grandchild, I would say.
Not his own.
Yeah, he had his son-in-law with him also.
That's good effort by Ruddy to do it himself.
Yeah. Did he look like he knew what he was doing, Linda?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He wasn't talking Mandarin to the kid or anything like that, was he?
No.
Okay.
I will be Prime Minister again one day. He was yelling at the kid.
That is a good start, Linda. That's going to be hard to top.
That's
Lauren
good.
In Tamore. Who did you see?
Hi. So I was at work at the start of this year and I started my shift and went over to the one person at the table and it was Eric Banner, sorry.
Yeah.
He ordered a snitty and a flat white.
Oh,
snitty and a flat white.
See,
strange combo.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but very Aussie. And at the same place, David Beckham asked me to peel his boiled eggs.
Where do you work, Lauren?
It was in London in Notting Hill, but it was this year.
Man, so David Beckham orders what? Just a hard-boiled egg and then calls you over and says, can you peel it, please?
Mm. Pretty much. He didn't know how to peel it, so...
I'm still trying to go back. Oh, I've never heard of anyone having a schnitzel and a flat white at the same time.
If it came with a beer, I'd get it, but a coffee and a schnitzel, that's different.
Tori in Penrith, who did you see, Tours?
I met Delta Goodrem at Dubbo Zoo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And she was actually with one of my good friends, so it was a bit of a coincidence.
She wasn't there with a man, was she, Tours?
She wasn't. She had a group of girls with her.
What were you looking at, Tori? What were you, the giraffes or the lions? Or
we were looking at the monkeys.
Oh, of course, the monkeys. They're so funny.
Jamie in Quakers Hill, who did you see, Jamie?
Mate, I've seen Russell Crowe smashing a pizza at Crust in Cronulla on the weekend.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh. Well,
I believe that, Jamie.
Because they played at ANZ Stadium Friday night, didn't they, against the Tigers. Went down. GI's done his knee as well, poor bugger. He may have been drowning his sorrows with a pizza in Cronulla. Long way to go.
Jamie, who was he there with?
Jamie's gone.
Jamie's gone off.
Panicked.
I got no more.
Michael in Gosford, who did you see, Mick?
Hey, mate, I was up at Erin's Fair on the Central Coast about 3 months ago and I saw Jack Black digging into KFC in the food court.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is the problem when you've got Jerry Seinfeld digging something up. So, who was he with, Mick?
He was just with some friends. I didn't know them. They weren't very famous. Probably some people over here, but he was digging into an Ultimate box.
See, I mean, you've got to convince Sarah McGilvray if you want these tickets.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Sarah in Croydon Park, our last contestant. Who'd you see, Sarah?
I saw Danny DeVito.
Whereabouts?
On a flight from LA to New York.
And did you chat? What was he doing? Was he
what happened was there was somebody sick in first class and they asked for medical help in first class and I'm a registered nurse. So I ran into first class and I was helping the man and when I turned around, Danny DeVito was sitting there drinking champagne. And when we had to make an emergency landing in Chicago, the guy got off the plane. He was quite unwell and the air hostess offered me his seat. So I was sitting in first class next to Danny DeVito.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
That is a great story, bad. Sarah. I'd buy that too. I believe that.
Is he very small, Sarah? He's a small man.
He's very, very small. I had to crouch down to get a selfie with him, and that was him standing up.
You're on your knees, were you, sir?
This is a tough one.
I know what I do here. You're going to let a lot of people down.
There's an obvious one here, but I'll let you make this decision.
Probably be some tears from
this
people
is an
who
easy
don't
one.
Get the tickets.
I really liked Lauren, who had to peel David Beckham's egg. Okay, Fitzy doesn't agree with me.
Well done, Loz.
Yay.
Well done.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Sarah. So some bad news for Louis Tomlinson.
Yeah, that's right. So you guys may have seen over the weekend this clip of him with his girlfriend Eleanor at the airport. And basically this pap has tried to get some photos of her. Louis tried to grab his camera and told him to stop taking pictures. They've then sort of had this struggle. Louis tripped and brought the photographer down with him. So everyone's sort of turned on him. He's been arrested and they're saying that he's assaulted this guy. Anyway, now a 1D fan, this young girl, has come out and said that she actually got socked in the face during it all as well and knocked to the ground, and that she wants to file charges as well.
Against him or the paps?
Both, against him and the girlfriend. It turns into a real scuffle. It's horrible footage. One direction,
more like one correction.
You have to absolutely feel for this.
Am I right?
One correctional facility.
Because he was in jail overnight, wasn't he?
Yeah, they arrested him. He was held at LAX.
That's what makes you beautiful, man.
Okay, well, you two clearly don't care if you're going to make bad jokes. Can we put the footage up at the Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page?
Yeah, I looked for this footage yesterday.
We've got to go through legal. Tommy, get onto the heads. Make sure all departments are across what we're about to do.
You know HR.
I haven't seen it. Looked for it everywhere yesterday. This is hard to find. If you want to see it, then Ryan, if you want to see this footage, Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page.
Maybe give Cassie the heads up.
Or just Tom to make this happen really quick.
Well, maybe out of respect for Louis, we shouldn't put it up at all. Because it's horrible to perpetuate this.
Well, we're not going to take any...
Sorry?
Is this the Louis Ivy video you're talking about?
My son.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Louis, anyway, mate.
Guys, Katy Perry, she hasn't wasted any time wallowing over this breakup with Orlando Bloom. She's put up a boomerang clip on Instagram showing her newly shaved head. So it's not a total buzz. She's just gone the sides with the big, you know, flop at the top so you can put it in. It actually looks really good.
Can I have a look at it?
Well, if you go online, you can. I don't bring pictures for this segment.
Get onto the legal department.
She looks like Miley Cyrus.
I think it looks hot. It actually really suits her. She also put to bed any rumours that there was another girl in the mix, because remember those pictures of Orlando Bloom at a pre-Golden Globes party?
Yes, whispering in the air.
She said, put up on Twitter, how about a new way of thinking for 2017? You can still be friends and love your former partners. No one's a victim or a villain. Get a life, y'all.
No, I'm shaving my head, guys. Yeah. I'm moving on.
Can't be that good friends with your
And
friends.
I recommend anyone, if you do break up, best thing to do is shave your head.
Well, it's not totally cue bald.
Oh, yeah.
I think it looks hot.
She's had some work.
No, she hasn't. Anyway, meanwhile, Orlando Bloom has had a massive weekend. He had Chris Martin's 40th birthday. This is a party you'd want to be at.
That would have been a good party.
Warney was there, wasn't he?
Was he? He was.
Yeah, I think Warney was there. Because he got a photo with Emily Sears, the Australian model. Jesus, he's just on fire.
Well, it was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory themed, and the whole house was done, or the venue was all done up, I should say. Lots of lollies. It pretty much looked like that scene with all the edible pieces of furniture around it and things like that.
Was Gwyneth there?
They're saying they don't know if Gwyneth was there, but Jay-Z, Robert Downey Jr., James Corden, Rob Lowe, a few of the people walking in.
That is a good guest list, isn't it?
It would have been huge.
Phenomenal.
Guys, we're all hanging out for Deadpool 2. Now, it's not going to be out till March next year, but a clip from the movie has been released. It is very funny.
It's hilarious.
You're looking at me like you haven't seen it. Basically, Ryan Reynolds hears...
Do you know what Deadpool is, mate?
It was a movie.
Oh wow, you are missing out. It was one of the most successful in 2016.
Yeah, it was. Is it a comedy? No.
It's an action superhero thing, but it's a comedy, yeah.
It's not my genre, sir. It's not what I
you
do.
You would
man.
Love it. It's very clever.
Don't even try, mate.
Well, in this clip, there's this guy being mugged and Ryan Reynolds is walking past, and so he runs into a phone booth.
Like Superman.
He's trying to, you know how Superman would go in and rip off his shirt and he'd have the costume under. Anyway, The joke here being that Deadpool doesn't have the costume under. It takes him forever to put on, and when he finally gets to the guy being mugged, this guy's already been shot.
Oh, that's not good. No, no, no. Oh, you're not going to walk that one off. Oh, that's so gross. I'm so sorry. No, I spent way too long in the phone booth. If I'm being honest with myself, I probably should have just called 911.
It's very good.
It's so good.
I guess you have to see it.
You also get to see a lot of bear bum from Ryan Reynolds. So are you a look at.
Are you finished? Because I've got a question I'd like to ask.
Sorry.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your next story. That's why I thought I'd wait to the end.
Okay, please.
There was a story I saw on the weekend. I don't know if it's legitimate. About Beyonce and Jay-Z buying Aaron Spelling's house for $200 million.
Oh, my God. That house is amazing.
It's been on the market for a while.
It has been, but it actually has a gift wrapping room.
Yes.
And they did a tour of it once for an E! Special. And we're talking like sky-high walls just with all different wrapping paper and then another wall for ribbons. It's ridiculous.
Phenomenal. Is that true?
I don't know. I hadn't seen that.
Can you call all the real estate agents you know over in the States and see what you can find out?
Very, very busy man, and we are very excited about the new movie Kong, which is out 10th of March. It is Tom Hiddleston. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Tom.
Thank you so much, sir.
Tom, where in the world are you right now, buddy?
I am actually in a very rainy LA, California.
Sure.
The rain is comforting because I'm a true Brit at heart, and it feels like home. But at least the Angelenos always get very unsettled by the presence of rain because they're so used to the sunshine.
Of course.
Nevertheless, that's where I am.
I know, you think you'd be just following summers all over the world, and no doubt you are very, very busy, Tom Hiddleston. You've recently been on the Graham Norton show with Ricky Gervais that we saw, and Daniel Radcliffe was on there as well. Not a bad group to be hanging out with. Is there any off-air stories that you can share with us from that gathering, Tom?
Ricky Gervais was very funny about both being what he perceived as twice as old as everybody else. And very poorly dressed. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing his show. I think he's touring the globe for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
and he's such a smart man and he's such a fine comedian. I think that would be a great show.
Yeah, we love that man. Hey, Kong looks amazing. It's huge. It's massive. It looks incredible. As far as big budgets go for movies, though, this has got to be one of the biggest I've seen in a long time. What was the experience like on the set of such a big film?
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I've loved Kong since I was a kid. I feel like the image of him on the top of the Empire State Building is something I can't remember not being aware of that. Mm. And just to be part of the legacy of the Kong myth was such an honor. And the shoot itself was unique because we shot the entire thing on location in three places, in Oahu in Hawaii, down under with you guys Queensland.
That's right.
Yes. And also shooting in the swamps and mountain lakes of northern Vietnam around Hanoi.
Wow.
And for all of us in the cast, it's Samuel L. Jackson, John Goodman, Brie Larson, John C. Reilly. We were all away from home and, you know, banded together on this great adventure.
Well, that's it, Tommy. I mean, you just mentioned some of the huge names like Johnny Goodman and Brie Larson. Also, the amazing Samuel L. Jackson. How was it working with Samuel?
He's great. I mean, the man has been in more movies than I can count.
Yep.
And he's such a professional. And actually, there's a couple of scenes in Kong where he and I go toe-to-toe and he's such an old creature of the theatre, which is where I came from too.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of really juicy scenes where we get to sink our teeth into some good dialogue and go up against it. It's really exciting. That's the stuff you live for as an actor.
Yeah, because you'd have to say some of Samuel's real-life traits have bled into the film, because I can't imagine him not being as funny, and he's always a badass in a film, isn't he?
Yeah. He's not shy of expressing his opinion.
No. Good way
to
put it.
But he's actually quite quiet on set sometimes. He's an avid reader, and he's obsessive about catching up on films and movies. So he wants to know who's seen what.
Yeah, right.
Has anyone seen the next episode of this particular thing?
God.
Has everyone seen this movie? He's way ahead of the curve. We were all kids lagging far behind. He's like, come on!
Yeah, sure. No, I know the feeling.
You were actually just talking before about filming on the Gold Coast, which was, you were also here for another film that we all knew about. It was Thor, and Mate, judging by the media flurry, Tom, we have to apologise as Australians because you got absolutely hounded. It was pretty intense. Have you recovered from that, Tom?
Honestly, I just tried to focus on the job at hand.
Yeah.
I was there, you know, making Thor Ragnarok, right. And Loki's a character that everybody, the audiences feel really invested in, and I just wanted to make sure that I was committing myself as best I could to doing the job. I suppose we were working quite hard, so I just try to keep my head down and stay out of trouble.
But it was added intensity too, because the whole Taylor Swift thing was happening at the time. Do you because it's just so busy, do you guys still keep in touch?
Yeah, we're friends, yeah.
Well, as you'd know, Tom, the thing is, when it comes to the old exes, quite often you can end up in a song. Did that cross your mind?
No.
That is fair enough, Tom. And, of course, can we talk about your other love? The main man of Thor is our very own Chris Hemsworth. And, look, from our point of view, he's pretty much the perfect man. Do you know or have any flaws against Chris Hemsworth whatsoever? He can't be that perfect, Tom.
There must be something.
Oh. Small old fella.
No. It is a struggle. No. He might as well be the perfect man. Did beat him at a running race along the beach once.
Okay, so beat him in a running race. So his speed is not superior to all of us.
Now, I didn't realise this, Tom, as well, but you also screen tested for the role of Thor as well.
Yeah, right.
Did it ever get a little awkward around Chris after you both went for the same role?
No, never. You know what? I don't think I could have done what he did. Not in a million years. And it felt that way right from the start. I met him, it's been a long time, for the first time in May of 2009. And we became fast friends. And, you know, if an old friend of mine says everything happens for a reason. And actually, my auditioning for Thor was my way of getting Loki, which is some of the most fun I've ever had as an actor. Yeah. So, yeah, I think what he's done with that character is truly remarkable.
Amazing.
All right. Well, we've got to ask you this one. Technically, I know you can't say anything, but we need to know, are you up for the role and possibly going to be the next James Bond? Any comments?
You've just taken the words out of my mouth, sir. I'll leave it with you.
So, still nothing.
Fair enough.
That's fine. Well, fingers crossed, mate. We wish you all the best with that one.
Stay tight-lipped. Don't tell anyone about that, Tom Hiddleston. Mate, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Kong is out March 10th. Cannot wait for that movie. We really appreciate you coming on the Fitzy and Whippers show, buddy.
So, over the weekend, I had the kids. BJ went down to Melbourne for one of her best friend's 40th.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you go down, enjoy yourself, get a hotel room, you can have a bit of a sleep in, and I'll look after the boys for the weekend. Just a disaster. Because you know what I feel like as an old man? I feel, as the dad, this is my opportunity to really impress the boys. So as soon as BJ left, I took him to Toys R Us at the home centre.
Good choice.
So, but then you've got to set down your rules.
Yep.
Look, boys, I'm not okay. You can't go over $10. If you want to go in there, it's not birthday time.
Yep.
So then there's tears because I want this from Star Wars, but it costs $25.
Yeah, okay.
I said, Huey, I'm not paying that. You can get something for $10. So then I said, okay, I've got to keep them going. I'm just going to buy them donuts, popcorn. We went to the movies. We went to Eastie's. We went to East Gardens.
What did you watch?
We went and saw Sing, which has been out for a while.
Yeah, right.
But the boys loved it. Sat down there and we had great seats and on fire. Then I got into the car. I sugared them up so much there.
Oh, dear.
I just started recording while I was driving in the car. Have a listen to these two peanuts.
They're possessed.
The sugar devil. Lenny just yelling out, shut up, Huey.
The sugar devil.
So the boys are on fire. So then I get them home. I finally settle them down.
And then yesterday, okay, so Huey come and slept with me in my bed, which I don't like doing because now he feels like he can do it all the time.
Mm.
We sucked Lenny in. Lenny thought Huey was up in the top of the bunk bed,
got
but
him.
He wasn't.
Got him a
Huey
beauty.
Was in with me.
Oh, good time.
So I woke up yesterday, and then I'm trying to, because it was a shocking weekend, I'm trying to keep the boys occupied. It's really hard, sir.
Mm.
So we went for a walk up to Balmain. We went and got some breakfast. The boys don't want to chat to Dad. You know what I mean? They want to get out and do stuff. So we kicked the footy for a little bit, and then yesterday I came home and I thought I'll go for a run while the boys are watching a bit of television on the treadmill. And then they're pleading me, Dad, can we go on the treadmill? So I said, all right, Huey, why don't you have a bit of a crack at it? 1 kilometre. Why don't you do 1 kilometre? I'll do it at the speed of 8 so he can do
Whoa.
It. So
and That's
he,
a good pace, yeah. mate. That's a...
He's only little.
But
he was fine. He was doing it easily. But I made the mistake. The boys were watching Ratatouille on the television while Huey was running on the treadmill. So I'm watching him and I thought, because I just got off the treadie myself and I was sweating a bit and I thought, well, I'll go and get some water.
Oh, dear.
And as I'm at the fridge getting some water, I've just heard this
bang.
Yeah, because you fly off the bat.
Oh, no.
He's come off. Bit stupid in our setup. 13, 24, 10, treadmill disasters if you've had one. Give us a call. Because we've got a wall behind the treadmill. So if you hit the deck,
what's the stairs,
you can
it?
Actually get caught into the wall and it'll just keep going around and take skin off.
Jeez. Did he tread on the side? You know when people always tread and that's between the moving bit and the not moving bit and then you trip
makes
and that's
the,
how you
makes
fall?
The noise.
Yeah.
And then you know what? I reckon mums have an intuition that they know something's wrong. It's like a twin.
Yep.
BJ FaceTimes me 2 minutes after.
Damn.
So
damn,
then
damn.
I see my phone going off and I'm just yelling at the boys. I'm going, Huey, stop crying. You just gotta we gotta make sure that yep. everything's fine here. So then we come on and then Huey's trying to make out he's smiling in the background.
Well, you've got a knife in his ribs.
He's got a couple of layers of skin off the back of his leg. And then Lenny's up on the treadmill having a crack. At the speed of 13. Danielle from Kellyville, what happened to you on a treadie?
My pop used to have to do exercises for his legs and he used to let me and my sister go on the front. Well, it was my turn and I fell off and went flying backwards and made my pop fall over too.
Oh, no, you've taken him down as well, Danielle.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I also spoke to another friend yesterday, Sarah, and she told me that she was on a treadmill down in her local apartment building and there was her boys were actually playing around the treadmill and they had a Swiss ball that wasn't pumped up properly.
Oh, God.
They kicked the Swiss ball and it went underneath the treadmill, lifted the treadmill, threw her off, and the ball was going up underneath.
Oh, geez.
She could smell burnt rubber, she reckons. Treadies are dangerous, man. Mm. Kyle in Northmead, what's your story, Kyle? Oh, we can't get him.
No.
He's gone.
The best call I ever got from Bronte was... after a treadmill disaster.
Yeah,
and it was the
do?
Best call because she was fine.
What was it, mate?
But it was also hilarious. She was at the gym. She was running. She had gone to turn the fan off nearby, and the poor thing wears glasses, and she wasn't wearing her glasses, so she thought she'd paused the treadmill and hadn't.
Aww.
And jumped back on and went, bam, straight off it. I called the gym.
I thought she'd paused it.
As soon as I got off the phone, I called the gym, and I said, have you got CCTV footage?
Great.
And they were like, look, we'll check it.
Yeah.
They went back and they checked it, and there is the suite of treadmills and a pole about half a foot deep. And the only treadmill blocked, you get a still shot of
what
a foot
shame.
Flying off
what
the back.
Shame.
Oh, it would have been the footage of all time.
We'll get it recreated again tomorrow for us.
Sarah Fitzy, I want you guys to play for this one. It's a guide to all those weird words that our teens are using. That's what the headline reads here. I mean, I threw out...
Millennials.
Millennials. I threw out on Flick the other day, and you'd never heard that one before.
Do you know what? But since you brought it up, I have heard it.
Drew your attention
from
to
who?
Yes. Oh, I heard it on a TV show, American TV show.
Kardashians?
They used it. No,
that
it wasn't
jacket
that.
Is so on Fleek.
No, it wasn't
so cool,
that.
Man. All right,
don't
so
get sucked into the American culture, sir.
I'm going to throw some words at you, and you guys have to tell me if you know what they mean. It's a bit of an easy one, really. Fam is the first one I'd like to throw out.
Family.
There.
Family.
Well, in a sense, yeah, but it's a person's group of friends, not traditionally just their family. So the example would be, what's up, fam? Like if I walk into a room and see you guys, hey, what's up, fam?
I wouldn't consider you fam.
But no.
And it sounds like you're saying, what's up, Oxfam? Which is a great charity, but not really
the
same.
What's up, Oxfam? How's your raising going?
What's Oxfam?
Got the walk coming up?
Yeah.
Anyone donating? It's not Oxy.
No, it's. Do you know what? Do you know the only time I ever use it is when I want to get out of something and I say, sorry, I've got fam up. Or, you know, I've got to hang out with the fam for the weekend.
Dinner with the fam.
Yeah. Dinner with the fam. Yeah, it's a bit different. What about this one, lit?
That's when you're drunk, isn't it?
Yeah, that's when you're. It's when you're partying, isn't it?
Well, you're right.
You're having a big night.
In a sense, it's hot and it's happening. It's right now. So you'd say, Jesse's party last weekend was totally lit. Why weren't you there, brother?
Oh, there would have been a few people Saturday night on Oxford Street lit.
Oh, man, they were so lit. Yeah. Oh,
and Sunday lit.
Oh, what up,
well, Jay,
fam?
You said even driving into work this morning, there was a few people still lit.
Yeah, I was driving down Oxford Street at 4:30 this morning.
With the fam?
With all my fam.
Yeah.
And I saw heaps more fam walking down the street.
And the fam was lit.
Exactly.
No way. Yeah. This is wild. Fam. What about this one? Turnt. Turnt. T-U-R-N-T.
Turnt.
A burnt turd?
I turnt around when you change your mind?
You've said turned and you've said turd. Both incorrect. The word is turned. Describes an excessive state of excitement, hype, or craziness. You should have seen Casey at the game last night. She was turned.
No one says that, mate.
No, they do.
Is anyone turned on the way to work this morning, Desire?
Is anyone turned?
Anyone turned? What about clapback? You guys know what clapback means? Yeah?
Snap back.
Clap back. What's clap back?
I'm bringing clap back.
Sort of.
No, you don't want to bring the clap back.
No, you don't.
No.
Is it a koala term?
Gets around enough already.
Yeah, get to the doctor.
After the weekend we've just had.
Cack back.
No, it's a snappy comeback. It's a kind of a response when you know exactly what to say to make the other person steam. So example here is, he kept teasing me, but he wasn't expecting me to clap back.
Oh.
Oh, man, I got clapped.
Go and get turnt.
Yeah, you know what? Shade, Sarah, is one you use a fair
shade,
bit.
Yep.
Throwing shade.
Throwing shade.
Oh, what else have we got
Insults.
Here? Salty.
Oh, someone used this the other day. One of Smallsy's team. Means you're sassy.
In the surgery.
Yeah.
Like you're giving attitude, salty terms thrown around in the surgery.
Example,
well, salt's good for surgery, isn't it?
Salt solution. You might find yourself on the saline drip. It says here, she totally ignored me at the party last night. I'm salty as AF.
So you're angry.
Or AF is big on social media.
Social media,
as well.
Just AF.
Yeah,
as
burnt. I'm burnt.
Yeah.
I was out in the sun tonight.
Turnt, burnt, mate. AF. It's turnt, not burnt. AF.
Okay, sorry.
My God, stick with me here. What about throt?
Throt?
Throt.
That's an ugly sounding word, isn't it? Throt. It sounds like rot.
Yeah.
Which makes me think of pus and infection.
Throt.
And crotch.
Throt.
Throt. How would you use throt?
Would it be that you go fast?
No, it says here the example. I've seen her with a different guy every weekend. She's a throt.
Oh, that's not nice.
Threat.
No, I think it's more of a don't use that word.
Okay.
Friendly.
Do you know what I learnt the other day? When Tommy was harassing Kendall Jenner. Remember that? And your Instagram page
You've
got blocked.
Not anymore. I can now comment.
Can you write back to her
again? Yes, I can write back to her.
Have you tried?
Well, let's get people to message her again.
Tommy, what's your Instagram account?
Sorry, I'll get blocked again.
What's your Instagram account?
At Tommy Ivy. I-V-E-Y.
Go to Tommy's page.
Up to you.
Because it just says LBFB. Is short for like back, follow back. And when we were on her page the other day, everyone just wrote LBFB.
Yep, that's all they write.
LBFB, follow LBFB, back, LBFB. I had no idea what it was.
No wonder she keeps quitting social media.
I know.
How annoying.
I don't think that was the reason. It was for one man who continued to write to her.
I've written
What do you got? You got trot, you got...
throt, turnt.
Throt, turnt, fam, lit, clap back. Clap back. I'm going to start using clap back on the show. Great. Hashtag clap back or just clap back? What would you guys want?
Big good morning to all our millennials. Too,
yeah, clapping back to you, I think.
Cool.
000. You know what I've just realised before I read this story out? I've never ever rang 000.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times. My food order hadn't arrived. So I called them.
No. Well, this is why I'm bringing this up.
What do you got?
Because a representative, and this is just from the Ambulance Victoria, right? This is only in Victoria. Last year alone, they had 95,000 unnecessary calls for an ambulance. 95,000.
What have they got?
Puts enormous strain on resources, they said. And it's just ridiculous. Tommy, you said there's a great app that's out now.
Yeah, and it's fairly new too.
What is it?
It's if you go to the App Store and type in emergency and it brings up your exact location.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So you just go into the app because the exact location, because there's a lot of times where if you have a car accident, you don't know where you are.
Yep.
That's the thing.
No, I rang at one time. I rang 911. Watched too many shows, obviously. And was
in Australia or in America?
In Australia. And it diverted to 000.
Did it really?
Good. Yeah, it was a friend that passed out. She hit her head. And I thought there was blood coming out of everywhere, but she'd been drinking red wine and she'd vomited.
Oh.
So
it
wasn't blood. Good news.
This is what I want. 13, 24, 10.
Panic.
If you've been disappointed with a 000 call, now it may have been yourself or it may, you know, elderly people ring 000 for the most minor things. Because this lady has told us from Ambulance Victoria, the 95,000 unnecessary calls last year, people call quite a bit because they can't get to sleep at night. A lot of people call with cut fingers.
Right.
They need an ambulance.
But when
another person rang in and said, I haven't passed wind for 24 hours.
That is uncomfortable.
I need help.
That is very uncomfortable. I don't know what they do. Put a hose up your bum. Tell me though, when you get on to somebody, let's say I call 000 and I go, yeah, I've cut my finger. Do they go, I don't think you need an ambulance, put a Band-Aid on it.
Mm.
See you, mate.
Yeah, they would.
Or they'd tell you to go and see your doctor.
But are they
it's
nurses?
It's not an emergency situation. No, but they'd be trained.
They'd be trained.
It's not just someone who's jumped from the Telstra call centre over to the ambulance line as a shift swap.
Yeah, haven't you?
I've accidentally done it. I was in a hotel in LA with my best friend and we were trying to dial out and I hit 9 and then 1-1 as the area code. Anyway, the cops arrived. I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry, and hung up the phone, and then there's banging on the door within 10 minutes. They were very quick and they opened the door and I said, oh, no, we're all good. And they refused to leave until you open the door. They came in, they checked the room and everything.
No way.
Yeah, and then they got very angry with us.
And you caught up with a drink for them that night. Because I remember calling it on, I was on a freeway one time or on a highway and this car, it lost control and smashed into the concrete barrier. And I just rang it out of reaction, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely.
That was my first thing to do. I thought, oh, God, there's trouble there. You don't know how old the driver is behind the wheel. And then basically the ambulance, I saw the ambulance coming onto the on-ramp. They then rang me back and said, where was the accident? And I described where it was, but they said, no, there's nothing there. So that car must have still been able to drive, but out of panic, I suppose, and to be cautious, I rang them thinking anything could have happened to whoever was in that car.
What about just quickly the story that we heard from someone that we know? Who said that they were driving one way, the cops were going the other, and he was speeding, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And the cops went past him, and he saw the cops put their park brakes on.
Yep.
So he kept going. Now, the cops had to turn around to come and get him because he was speeding, so he thought he had a bit of time. He rang 000 straight away and said there was an accident in the area.
Mm-hmm.
The cop turned around, put his lights on to pull him over, and then his phone call
diverted
them.
The cop.
That's terrible.
They had to pull out of the speeding and go to a... That was dodgy.
That's not a true story.
That is unbelievable.
Jeff from Penrith, you are a police officer. What did you get a call out for, Jeff?
Yeah, so we got a call out because someone called up saying that someone stole their dope and we had to go find the dope for them.
Okay. What do you do in that situation, Jeff? Just turn up with the cuffs and say, come with me, son?
We gave him a warning about... responsible calling of
000. Oh, see,
I've always wondered, Jeff. Like, when you go to places like, I mean, Byron Bay is famous for it. But when you know someone is they're smoking pot or whatever, where do you draw the line when you know these things are going on?
Well, if they got it on them, then you got to take action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the thing as well. When you see a couple of house fires, majority of the time it's the old hydroponic setup that's gone up, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah.
They don't want to get any help. They don't want the flames to go out. They've got to do it themselves because they've got six plants growing in the back.
Fire started in the attic again, isn't that right, Jeff?
Yeah, always the case.
That's it. So you two have rang 000.
All right, thanks for the
call. That's really disappointing, sir.
I know.
DeGroote, have you done it? Have you had to do it before?
Yeah, I called it once.
What for?
It was a dumb one.
Oh,
I was
no.
in high school and
a
mate fainted. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
so I called 000. And then the school got really angry because they get billed the $700 or whatever.
Oh, did they?
Of course, it's expensive.
They arrived and you were giving your mouth to mouth, which was weird. I'll take it into my own hands. Kiss of life. We should do it to me, Maddie.
This is really, really sad news because unfortunately she's passed away. But a Palestinian woman over the weekend, she passed away. She's given birth to 69 kids. An
Another birth from his mum.
That's not bad.
And another one down, and another one down. Another birth from his mum.
So 69 kids, Sarah. How's this? She was only 40 years of age.
No. That doesn't actually fit.
She's birth from his mom. She's one of the most fertile women in the world. She'd given birth to twins 16 times.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was going to go again there, sorry. Triplets 7 times.
Another birth from his mom.
And quadruplets 4 times.
That's ridiculous.
69, if we go over 20 years, so 3.45 kids a year.
That is just stupid. But
another birth from his mum.
She doesn't hold the record. There's another woman, Russian woman named Vasilyeva. Vasilyeva, who's given birth to 69 kids as well.
Wouldn't you just forget all their names?
Yeah, you would. I mean, unless you're like George Foreman, you call them just George, which he's done with his 9 kids. Girls and boys are all called George. I assume there's more than one partner involved here. Am I right?
Yeah, is it the same bloke?
Nah, it can't be.
Yeah, I would
say
so.
Why could it not be the same guy? What, because you can't do it, but we can?
Sarah, why?
No surprises.
Why would any bloke, right, suggest we continue to go with this?
Oh, sorry, as opposed to the guy she meets on Tinder who goes, oh, you've got 47 children, let's start. That music is so distracting.
It's just this creep in the background saying another birth from this mum. I don't know when to talk and when not to talk.
But see, you know what? After quadruplets, right, that would take the most out of her. She would be an absolute wreck after that, the poor bugger.
Nah, get back into it, mate.
As if you would ever think about it, hooking up with your man again. Ever.
Another birth from his mum.
She's had quadruplets 4 times,
that's
Sarah.
That's pretty unlucky, isn't it? That's a lot of prams.
I would say the whole village is involved here.
Imagine the 69th kid and the hand-me-downs that poor kid gets.
Oh, yeah. How old are these undies? That would be the worst.
Can we get one more in?
Yeah, I think so. Here we
go. Another birth from his mum.
Well done.
Vidzi and Whipper.
Nova.